Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When you're craving more of what you love, you'll find it in North Myrtle Beach. Treasure time together in a place that feels made for slowing down and soaking it all in. Enjoy classics like strolling to pristine beaches and unwinding over waterside dinners, or immerse yourself in adventures like kayaking through scenic waterways and horseback riding on the sand. Discover South Carolina's gem, North Myrtle Beach, where every day brings more of the activities you love. Plan your escape at explorenorthmyrtlebeach.com.
Hello and welcome back to the second annual Smell You Later Awards.
Good morning.
It's our second anniversary of launching this podcast,
yep.
And we are back with the most highly anticipated award show in beauty.
Mm-hmm. We really stepped it up this year. We've got all new celebs. We rented out the Kodak Theater.
That's in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yes. The house is filled with the who's who of Hollywood, beauty, and politics. We have the entire cast of Don't Worry Baby. We have AOC. We have Big Bird. Meryl Streep is back. James Corden has been banned from the premises.
Yes. Miss Piggy is on her way.
Mm-hmm. Fashionably late as always.
Yes.
The animated Peanut Man.
Kirby sends his regards.
Yes. Grimace, my fashion icon. Mm-hmm. Everyone's here. Everyone's showed up again.
And Gritty.
Gritty. Yes. Also, Allie Connell as Gritty.
Yes.
You'll have to excuse the fact that both of us sound like shit.
Yeah, we both sound like we've been through it because...
We have.
We have. Which is funny because I'm like, when I say been through it, I'm like, I went out last night for 2 hours.
It was
Tynan's birthday.
It was my birthday party last night. Tynan Land happened and I spent the night screaming. So
we were all screaming.
This is true. It was loud in there.
It was very loud.
Thank you for coming to my birthday party.
Course.
It was great. Duh. It was so much fun.
Imagine if I didn't. Like, what?
I would be mentally spiraling.
Yeah.
I also am currently spiraling. Oh my God. I'm not hungover, ? But like, I woke up today with a tidal wave of anxiety. I was like, oh, this is why I don't do that anymore. Oof.
Oh. See, I don't know what that's like because I'm a teetotaler.
Yes.
But I think I just like sleep bad.
Yeah.
Often.
Yes.
That's like a weird thing about getting older. That's like, you're never going to be able to sleep again normally, and you're going to have weird dreams when you do. And that's just the rest of your life.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Like,
I was in France. You were...
In St. Louis.
I went to the homeland of Saint Grasse in the south of France. I was only there for 2 days, which was a complete mindfuck.
Yeah, eek.
But it was beautiful. I visited the family farm of Aurélien Guichard.
Mm-hmm.
He is a perfumer. He has his own brand called Métier Premier, which is really good. I had seen the bottles and then part of me was like, why can't I find this anywhere? And I'm like, oh, duh. Like, they haven't launched in the US yet, which they're going to this month, which is why I was invited on that trip.
Yeah.
But that dude has like his whole farm and he grows his own roses and tuberose. And me and a global summit of influencers were tasked to harvest the tuberose for his next batch.
Wait, they brought you out there to work?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like, interesting, interesting.
Yeah. Fly my ass home.
Yeah.
Was the hotel nice?
Beautiful.
Good.
There was like, Grasse is a really small town.
Okay.
And I don't know the lay of the land where we were staying, but this one, it was one of those hotels where every room is its own little hut. Like on a compound.
Mm.
And the receptionist, they like give you a map of the fucking compound, like you're in Disney World. And then she was like, it's roughly the size of Monaco.
Oh my God.
Like the whole property. And then I was like, damn, Monaco's small. Or is this hotel just like really big? Like, I don't know. But
I love that.
It was bomb.
It looked gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. It was way too short.
Yeah.
A lot of press trips, you get invited like 2 weeks prior, or like, you know, there's like not a lot of time to plan. So they were like, yeah, if you want to extend your stay, like we're happy to arrange your flights.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was like 2 weeks out. I was like, I can't wrap my head around planning another vacation. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
off the cuff. I don't know any, like, and even then I was like, I can't afford anywhere here.
Right.
On my own dime.
I was supposed to go to Paris in October.
Right. Yeah.
And then I knew there was something sus about it. They're like, do you want to go to Paris with us? We have no details. And I was like, yeah, girl. And then
you're like, I'll go. Sure.
And then I was about to take like schedule PTO. And then I just like reached out to them. I was like, hey, this is happening. Right. And they're like, no, actually, we changed it to a New York event. I was like,
lame.
That's like a big pivot.
Is it because he died?
No, he wasn't dead yet.
Oh. Ooh.
But then he died.
And then he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
I was like,
go,
and now the fragrance is going to go wild. So look at an angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to St. Louis to surprise my parents. It was great. St. Louis is the tea.
Where is St.
Louis? In Missouri.
Okay.
Where is Missouri? I couldn't tell you.
Somewhere in the middle. It's in the bread basket.
It was really cute. Everyone in St. Louis is extremely nice and welcoming.
Yeah. The Midwest is like super nice.
Mm-hmm. But now we're back.
I always forget that like people are nice like in other places. And like talk to you and you're like, I'm like, why, like, what do you need? Like, why are you talking to me?
I forget how nice it is to like get out of New York City.
Yeah.
And just like
smell a leaf, man.
Smell a leaf, dude. And like sort of reset your mind. Yeah. And I don't know, not to
look at a pasture.
I'm obsessed with New York City, don't get me wrong, but it's also nice to fucking leave sometimes.
I actually really love when you're coming back and that feeling of like coming back to New York after being away for a little while.
Yeah.
That's such a nice feeling.
Yeah.
And then I go to my regular places, but with this like renewed sense of comfort and gratitude for them. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Shout out to gratitude.
This is the year of gratitude. So my later words are sponsored by gratitude.
You went to an Aesop event this week, right?
I did. Yes.
I did not, because I was like, I'm not going to Brooklyn to smell a perfume.
It was one of those like, pop by the shop and pick up a thing kind of things.
If it was in Manhattan, I'd have gone.
I do think it was interesting that they chose the shop in like Park Slope. It's a beautiful shop, a beautiful neighborhood, and they do have a backyard. So yeah. I was like, oh, maybe that's why, because I had a backyard. But like overall, I was like, why?
Right. Odd.
There are no Australians here. Like, invite us to Australia if you're truly Australian.
Yeah.
Aesop.
Fly us out, Aesop. Be about
Stop
it.
Stop saying Aesop. Say Aesop like everyone wants you to, because that's your name.
So it's Fashion Week and there are a ton of parties and all that. I'm saying no to most things, but Wednesday I said yes to everything. And one of the parties was a Boy Smells event.
Oh, how was that?
It was cute.
I just couldn't rally for that.
Yeah, so Sable's like, are you going to the Boy Smells event tonight? And I was like, yeah, are you? Because I know she doesn't like to leave. And she was like, yeah, I think so. And I was like, okay, I'll see you there.
I think so means no.
And then I walk in and she texts me and she's like, I can't do it. I was like, well, okay, well, I'm here. Boy Smells is collaborating with Grace Jones on a new candle.
That's crazy.
Which is like fucking iconic,
That's
to be honest.
Pretty fucking iconic.
And the event said Simone, the drag queen, who is amazing and the winner of season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race, was doing a tribute performance to Grace Jones. And I was like, that's cute. That makes sense.
Like, was Grace Jones there?
Well, I was like, it's a good sub having Grace Jones there, whatever. Walk in late.
Yeah.
Matthew walks, the founder walks out on stage with Grace Jones. And I was like, oh, we're doing this. And it was great. And then Simone came out and performed. It was cute. And then we're all like milling around. And Matthew comes up to me. He's like, hey, do you want to go upstairs and meet Grace? And I was like, Grace Jones? And he's like, yeah. So we walk up. And long story short, I was like closer to her than I am to you right now.
Oh my God.
But the people around were like, who listens to this show? it was just sort of like corporate meet and greet vibes, and I was I feel like she was not feeling it, and I was like, I'm gonna not like it was like celebrity animal in a cage vibes. You know, I was like, oh, this is not right.
I wonder if she's getting paid for that.
She's Grace Jones. She was getting paid.
Yeah.
So I dipped and got another drink, but then like an hour or two later, a friend of mine was posting from where I was, and she was dancing with like a bunch of like the girlies. I was like, okay, like that's a better vibe. I'm glad that everyone had a good time. But
yeah,
I might cut all that out. But it was great. The candle is really nice, actually. It smells a lot like, it doesn't smell a lot like, but it is reminiscent of CK2, like wet, dewy pebbles after rain.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Because wasn't it meant to evoke like the scent of Jamaica or something about Jamaica?
I read nothing about it. I just went to the event. Wood track.
Yeah.
It was supposed to happen this spring, but it got pushed to fall. So I've been keeping my big trap shut about it.
Wow, you did a good job. Even I didn't know.
It's very, very.
It is also possible you told me and I totally forgot.
Also possible because I tell you everything and love to tell secrets.
Yeah, I'm a great secret keeper because I just forget everything.
Right. Right. Yeah, it was great. I feel like those were the big, like.
Yeah, it looked like a party.
It was.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I was like, I don't think I could do this. If it was like a chill event, I would have gone. But I was like, I'm not in the mood for a crowd.
Boy Smells events are fun because everyone goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people don't miss those.
They
parties.
Do. They do great events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, Cast of Fire Island was there, which, like
oh,
if you're queer and in New York, you were there.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like Boy Smells is, like, one of those brands that just are at, like, the top of the zeitgeist of, like, queerdom.
Yep.
And it's, like, queerness and fashion and then, like, the perfect Venn diagram of that.
Yeah. They have launched in Sephora. They have a new fine fragrance called Woodforia.
I haven't smelled it. And I remember when they invited me to that event, I was like, can you send the new scent? And then they just like never responded.
They're worried about sending.
It's weird. I don't even want the, like, just give me the comp. Yeah, give me the little baby bottle. I'll bring the sample. I don't care.
You would like it, actually. I'll bring it over for you. It's more subdued than the rest of their stuff.
That's the vibe I got.
Because, like, their fragrances are just loud as hell. Yeah. And this one does, it's like a little bit more muted.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's
Woodforia.
Nice. So go check them out on Sephora.
I feel like everyone's trying to do some weird pun or portmanteau with the word wood in their fragrances. And I'm like, you don't have to do that.
You don't got to do that.
You cannot.
I hate the name Woodforia.
I don't get it.
Fleur is, oh shit. Can we talk about whatever? Okay. Have they announced this yet?
I think so.
Another day, another Fleur fragrance.
Another embargo break. Tune in for us to violate all the embargoes
Who's
in beauty.
Who's going
to
sue us now? Fleur is releasing a new scent. Oh, yeah. It's on their Instagram called... Why is it called this? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Somebody Would. W-O-O-D. Is that supposed to be...
Well, it's like... It depends. It's like, which word do you emphasize? Like, somebody would or somebody would. Like, what is the tone here? I'm so confused.
A spicy wood fragrance that's not afraid of intimacy. Those are just words.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
The fragrance itself is not afraid of intimacy?
I have to tell you something, but I can't tell you on the mic, but remind me. It's about the brand that you hate. But they're actually doing something cool and I...
We can cut it out.
Who I know that we don't care about.
Yeah.
Is, I think, doing like a diffusion brand that's more like experimental.
Okay.
And they're releasing a scent that smells like gasoline.
And
the component is really, well, the component's cool, but the carton is also really, really cool because it's like vintage car vibes, but like 80s vibes, which is like exactly the era of car that I like. I'm so excited. Never mind. Yeah.
Anyway.
So exciting things happening in the world of fragrance.
Fleur usually... I think I'm usually on their regular mailing list.
Same.
And I haven't gotten this one yet. So part of me is like, maybe they listened to this podcast and took us off the mailing
list. Nah, because you got Apricot Privé.
Yes.
It's fine.
I did.
Megan was wearing Not Your Baby last night. It smelled good on her.
Yeah. I don't dislike
Not Your Baby. Neither do I.
The name is...
Yeah, the name is bad.
Not a thing I wish to tell anybody.
Nope.
But the scent itself is nice. I was at... What the fuck was it? There was like a Summer Fridays event that I went to.
And oh, yeah. I wanted to go to
somebody,
that.
Somebody, Stephanie Saltzman, she was there. And we were like just chatting. And then I was like, somebody's wearing Missing Person.
Yeah.
And then she like kind of just like folded into herself. And she's like, it's me.
That's so funny. I love that.
And she's like, I'm sorry. I love And I didn't even say anything yet. I was like, no, it smells great on you.
Yeah.
Like on a person, it smells great. Ironic for the name then. And like, again, and I'm like, I don't hate this scent, but I was just like, funny that I'm like, oh, so you also know to dislike this.
Right.
Interesting.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I like when I'm like 3 for 3 now of like guessing what people were wearing that I talked to this week.
I guess what you were wearing last night, but we'll get into that in a minute.
When I went to the Dior event, they're launching like a new water-based version of J'adore. And I gave our favorite publicist Andrew Favorito a hug, and then I was like, are you wearing Dior & Derga? And he's like, yeah. And
I'm which
like
one?
a Cosmico? And he's like, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. I was like, I would not have pegged you for A, a Diaz and Durga wearer, B, an El Cosmico
How
wearer.
Did you pick that one out?
It's very unique. It's like El Cosmico is like pretty unique.
It was funny. I remember probably 6 months ago talking to you about El Cosmico, mm-hmm. and you were like, it's so dry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's not. And then I finally got it. And I was like, she was absolutely right about all
this.
It's
dry as hell.
It's dry, but it's like resonate, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's like a sweet, almost like irisy resinous quality to it. I guess that's like the Palo Santo.
Wait. Oh. El Cosmico.
Yeah.
I was just talking to someone about the place in Texas that it's based on, uh-huh. like this week. Uh-huh. I thought there was more to that story. There's not. Okay.
It's Marfa?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For some reason, like Marfa, Texas has a weird reputation for being this like to-do place, but it's fucking not.
Have you been?
No.
Oh.
But I know people who have, and they're like, it's like 5 square miles of a town. It's really small, and it's... The only reason people go is to like take a photo in front of that fake Prada store.
The Prada store.
Which is an art. It's not a Prada store. It's like an art installation.
Right.
But that's like the only reason people know about
that. That's so funny. That. I don't know. Someone was wearing the new Aesop last night. It was good.
Yeah. Someone.
Okay.
It smelled good on him.
It did.
Again, like, it was like, just like pure sandalwood.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I feel like a lot of Aesop fragrances smell the same.
I liked...
Not with the newest collection.
I do like that. What's it fucking called?
The Agartopia collection.
I love yeah. all of that. I love those scents. I love the yeah. name.
Mm-hmm. This new one is a part of that collection.
Right.
Of the Agartopias. But I could... It felt like... I was like, okay, so you did like a little bit of a backpedal by mm-hmm. making it smell yeah. like your other ones.
Other.
Got it.
Yeah.
Your others.
Well, God bless.
God bless Aesop.
I feel like there's a lot happening in fragrance.
There's right so now. Much happening.
Well, I mean, it's fall, so we got to get those holiday dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like fragrance is always the one that drops first. Oh, what I was going to ask you is, can you explain to the listeners, and by that I mean me, why the Dior fragrance is water-based and why that's important?
Oh, it is actually pretty cool.
It's a sustainability play?
No, it's an olfactive play, actually, because most fragrances... like eau de toilette and eau de parfums are water, alcohol, and oil. And okay. oil being like the perfume oil.
Right.
And alcohol is basically the vehicle that allows the fragrance to evaporate on your skin. And it's why there's like the dry down.
Yeah.
Because like alcohol carries the top notes.
Yeah.
Which is why they disappear after a while because alcohol evaporates pretty quickly. But it's like a proprietary patented Dior technology, this like water emulsion process. What they wanted to do, what the intention was, like, I was talking to the marketing guy. The fuck? I don't know. I just remember his name was Tim. So I was like, hey, Tim. And he was like, yeah, they've been trying to work on this for like the past 5 or 6 years and they finally nailed it. And what they wanted to do was that by emulsifying the water and fragrance oil together, the way he explained it to me in a much more scientific way, but the way my brain like processed it was like, so you just shake it up real good until they mix together and don't separate. I don't know. You scientifically shake it until they don't separate somehow.
Okay.
And what it does is that it makes the wear of the fragrance completely the same throughout.
Oh,
so linear. There's no dry down. Like what you smell when you spray it is what it smells like the entire time. And it's certain notes work best with that technology, namely florals. Like, he's like, this wouldn't really be possible to do with, like, an oud or, like, a wood. Like, I think, I don't know why, something about flowers. Maybe because flower petals are made of water
okay.
as well, perhaps. So they had, like, a nice little display where they had the oils of, like, jasmine, magnolia. What's the third one? It was another flower.
Mm-hmm.
Something else. But he like dipped a blotter into each of the oils and they smell so potent and so different. And then like when you smell the actual fragrance, I was like, they smell nothing wow. like what I just smelled.
Yeah.
Even though he was like, yeah, when you mix the blotters together, it kind of smells like that. I was like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. But what's kind of cool is that the juice is like kind of like a translucent milky color.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spray it on your skin, it like looks like that, but it dries clear.
Yeah.
And I sprayed it on my arm and literally all fucking day, my arm smelled just like a blast of J'adore floral.
Wow.
So I was like, they were not kidding.
That's so cool.
Also, they're able to mix more oil into the fragrance. Okay. So it's more potent as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. To the point where I was like getting nauseous in the Uber ride back.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, what have I done?
Huh.
Yeah. So it's like, this shit is potent.
Hmm.
Which is, it's a really cool idea, but I guess because it's patented by Dior, it's not really going to be available until the patent expires.
And those take what, 6 years?
It's like 20.
Oh.
Well, in pharma, it's like usually 20. Okay. I don't know what it is in fragrance.
Hmm.
But I was like, oh, so are you going to do this for like the other Dior scents? And he's like, well, not really, because this is like the most appropriate one because it's mostly florals.
Hmm.
So I was like, okay, cool.
Huh.
Cool, 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 cool.
I wanted to go to that, but I stopped having events in the daytime. Some of us have jobs.
In the morning.
Yeah, please.
I got there at 9:50. And I got into the elevator. I think they just like rented someone's like impressive looking loft.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Overlooking the West Side Highway and the West Village and just did a whole like installation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in the elevator and there's a girl standing next to me, like immaculately dressed like a model. And I was like, fuck, don't tell me there's a fucking influencer event.
Yeah.
Again. And she was nice. And I was like, oh, I was like, I thought I was going to be late to this. Like, so I'm glad someone else is here as well. Or like arriving when I'm arriving. And then she was like, oh, I thought it started at 10. And then I was like, oh, I see. So the influencers get to come at 10. And us like, us plebes, the beauty press has to come at 9.
Well, it was on Friday, right?
Yes.
I think they did it on Thursday
as well.
Too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Because Bella Cacciatore, Queen of the Universe, was there on Thursday.
Yeah. There was 2 days. But then I was like, well, I guess like normal beauty editors have jobs. So like they want to hit events early so they can get back to work. And I'm like, not me. I want to sleep in.
Right. I really wanted to go to that.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was really cool learning about the technology. But other than that, it was just like those like photo things. It's like, here's a big flower. You can take a photo in front of. And then there was like the cappuccino machine where they have like the Dior latte art.
Yes.
And like anything early in the morning, I was like, please, coffee immediately.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for the barista to like make the coffee. I was like, I don't really care about the latte. I just want the coffee.
Right.
But the like Dior videographers who were there like filming the event, they were like, we got to see this. Like, please do it this. And he like kept making the barista like do all these things over again so he could film it. And I was like, I'm never going to get this coffee.
I went to, when's the last time we recorded? I went to this Prada
like
event.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. So I haven't.
Oh, I skipped that. Oops.
I haven't. Well, yeah, I know. So there was this Prada event for their new fragrance, Paradox. And it was on a Friday morning. And I had taken the day off because I had a wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm off. I never get to go to like morning events because I have a job. So why don't I just go to this? And I was like, we had talked about it before. And I was like, are you going to that? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, bitch, we're not going to that. So
it was so early.
It was 10 a.m.
No.
That's but
early for me to get to the West Side from.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. I get there and it was an outdoor like pop-up installation thing. And it was just an Instagram trap and it was fine. There was nothing to do but like take photos, whatever. Yeah. And it was beautiful, but it was like a triangle.
Yeah.
That and like,
it looked like the Prada logo.
Yeah. The insides and outsides were just branded with Prada for Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. But what you didn't realize and what they didn't really say or show is that the little Prada hut was shaped like the Paradox bottle from the from above. And that was so cool.
That was pretty neat.
And I was like, can you send me those photos? I want to post them because that's like a cool thing.
Yeah.
And but I don't think she has usage on them. So she's like, I don't think I can send you these. I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for like,
I guess I have to get my drone.
Thanks for building something cool and then not letting me. Yeah. And they were out of coffee. I was like, one job. Oh, you had one job.
One
two.
Job, man.
Give me the perfume and a coffee.
Did they give you the perfume?
Yeah.
Okay. How is it?
It smells. I think like we are in our spicy floral era. Because
I fucking knew it would just be like another basic fragrance.
You know what?
I fucking knew it.
It's pretty. It's really pretty, but
you can be pretty and basic.
It's a lot like it's more YSL Libra than it is Flower Bomb.
Okay.
But I like Libra.
I do like Libra. I know it's basic, but I do like it.
Yeah. It is nice.
Yeah. Every time I go to events now, which I think has only been happening because it's like Fashion Week and apparently this pandemic's over, allegedly.
Yeah, right.
And like I always if it's in the morning, we'll wake up at the latest point that I can to have to get ready to go. And then every time I get there, I'm like, oh, everyone like probably gets up early and like actually like fucking runs a comb through their hair. Like, well, I feel like a fucking urchin here.
I know that we both wear makeup like almost every day, whatever, whether or not we're doing anything. But every time that you post sort of like a look on stories, I'm like, she's going somewhere. Like,
honestly, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
If I post a makeup look on stories, it's 100% because I'm procrastinating doing what I'm supposed to be doing that day.
Fair.
Yeah. But like, if I have to like go somewhere early in the morning, I'll just do like the minimal amount of makeup possible to look presentable.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, everybody tried. Damn.
Should we get into it?
We should get into it.
Sable.
We got a haul.
What? I'm going to ask you this, but then I'm going to say something.
Okay.
What do you smell like today? Also, we are in a state of fucking emergency.
What?
Because word on the street is that my favorite fragrance, Byredo 1996, the one, is getting discontinued. I have not been able to confirm that, and I've been bullying the brand because of it. Their PR can't get a straight answer out of them. So I'm nervous.
Not as of yet, because that is what I smell like today.
Yes.
I cannot believe I had slept on this fragrance for so long, especially after you have been like screaming about it for years. Mm-hmm. I think I asked their PR to send me a different fragrance. Mm-hmm. And then randomly they were like, sure, we'll send you 996. And I was like, I'm not going to correct you. Like, literally, I was like, you misread me. Like, if you just scroll down this email, you will see it's wrong, but okay.
Which one did you want?
De Los Santos.
Ah. Oh, yeah, you would like that.
Yeah. I smelled it in the store and I was like, ooh. But then, like, after smelling, they also were to send me Eau Immortelle for a story because I was writing
like
an Eau story.
Oh, that's my favorite Byredo.
Fucking good Eau Immortelle. Like, if you're not an Eau person, this will change you.
Yep.
This will turn you. So, yeah, they sent me 1996 as well. I just got it yesterday. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. And it's like everything I like in one.
It's
so
the one.
I was like, how did I miss this? Like,
yeah.
That's insane. It's just like lipstick, velvet, leather, violet. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's just, it smells like, you know, when like Architectural Digest does those like fancy home tours? Like that's what it smells like to me.
It's
when
so
when
good.
You think of like the West Village loft.
Yeah.
Owned by like someone people actually respect, whose taste is respect. I don't know. Like I'm thinking of the one time I randomly went to like Grace Coddington's apartment.
Yeah.
To be fair, she was in Chelsea actually.
Yeah.
And the smell was like this.
It Why did you go to Grace Coddington's apartment?
I don't remember. It was something to do with a casting for something,
okay.
Something about hair. It was really weird.
Huh.
She was cool. I loved her cats. There were these just like huge fucking like furry pumpkins with like scowling faces and they wouldn't let you touch them,
yeah.
Which is annoying because I'm like, you're cute, therefore I have to touch you.
Yeah.
But you keep running, squirting away from me out of my arms. But I remember we were all just like sitting in her living room like, hey. And just, it was just like books everywhere, velvet and like, I don't know. But it was like, when you think of like a dream creative, legendary creative apartment, like I think of the scent. Like there's something like so enveloping and like
it's so good,
dark and moody,
mm-hmm.
But just like, ugh, like nectar, it's like a black nectar.
Yeah, you were
at
the party last night,
yeah.
And I kept smelling it, and I was like, "Is she wearing 1996?"
Like,
and I was like, "This would make sense because it's my party and my like the number one fragrance for me." But I was like, "I don't think she has it." Just like running circles in my mind, and then I was finally like, "What are you wearing?"
Well, what was funny is that yesterday I was actually wearing Mugler Angel Alien. No, I was wearing Mugler Alien Goddess Intense, which is their newest flanker, which I actually like a lot more than the original.
That. Yeah.
It's a lot of like solar white florals.
Okay.
And it's like very sweet, very, very sensuel and like feminine in that way. Doesn't smell like suntan lotion like the original, but it has like a hint of it, of course. And I was wearing that yesterday, and it's very strong. I mean, all Mugler scents are pretty strong, but it's like, it's a lot. And I was sitting outside reading at a cafe, and all these fucking bees started just hovering around me.
That's so weird.
And then I was like, like maybe there's like something sticky on this table. So I like moved a table, bees come to me. So I was like, oh, you like them, you play. You bees think I'm a flower. So that's when I doused myself. I like went home, and I doused myself in 1996, and then I had to like meet my friend for dinner before going to your party.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It smells so good on you.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It has that like everything you like. If you like iris, it's like everything you like about iris.
Yes.
I believe it has orris.
Okay.
Which is like iris butter.
Yeah.
It's related.
It's so
good. But yeah, it has that like quintessential vintage lipstick smell that I love.
I want to get a 1996 tattoo. Like, just the year for no fucking reason other than like I love that fragrance.
Yeah. And I was reading the little pamphlet that came in the box that said the scent was based on a photograph.
Yes.
Taken by the collaborators of the scent.
Yeah, Inez and Venud.
Yeah. Inez and Venud.
Who are photographers.
Yeah. So it was based on this photograph of like a little girl wearing lipstick and like her eyes are closed. And like, I guess like the scent was meant to be like the mood in the photo.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's giving like Lolita vibes, kind of. Whenever I see a child, little child in like bright red lipstick, I think of like Lolita vibes.
Right.
But I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Interesting. Would not have guessed that, but hope they just, I can't see why they would discontinue it.
We're taking it to the streets if they do.
This is it. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
It's an investigation.
Yeah.
But yeah, really good. Give it a sniff. I think this is also Lord's, one of Lord's favorite fragrances.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She has name dropped. Yes.
All right.
So we're in good company here.
We are.
Tynan, what are you smelling today?
This I actually wasn't planning on wearing, but it was in my gym bag and I just had it on me and I really enjoy it. So our good friend Emma at Euro Perfumes will hit us up like once a quarter being like, let me send you all this new shit. And we always say, yes, please. Yes. And she listens to this show, so she knows what we like. And she hit me, I'm sure she sent it to you too, with a scent from a brand. I'm probably going to say this name incorrectly. Hermetica?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fragrance is called Appear. And it is called that because it is a mix of apple and pear.
Appear?
Appear.
Ha 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 ha.
She described it as an elevated Bath and Body Works. Ooh. And I said, you have my attention. And yeah, so it's apple, pear, caramel, a couple woods, a little musk. Yeah, it's really lovely. I don't know. It is different than I don't know what I expected. Yeah. I love the name Appear. It's cool.
It is kind of funny when you know it's like apple and pear.
It's like a sparkling green fruit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a candy apple, actually, or a caramel apple.
Ooh.
Because of the notes. It's lovely. It's like bouncy and warm and kind of, you remember when I said I wasn't hungover? I think I lied. I'm trying to describe this fragrance. I was like, girl, what are you saying? It's great. I mean, again, I like found it in my bag today and I was like, yeah, I am gonna wear this. It's something I like going back to. It's not something I'd like reach for day to day, but I think it for sure is someone's day to day fragrance. Mm-hmm. It's great. I would love to smell more Hermetica.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with that brand.
Yeah, the bottles are really cool.
Yeah.
She sent us a ton of new shit, so I'm really excited to smell my way through that.
Yes.
And everything.
She sent, what did she send? Tamine?
Yes.
Apparently they're like a big deal in England.
I have worn two of their scents so far.
I was like, R.I.P. England.
Flop. Yeah. What is the one that she sent us that was, I don't know.
Just a lot of samples.
Green Pearl is one that I wore and was really impressed by.
Yeah.
It smells sort of similar to the original Marc Jacobs for Men.
Ooh.
I wore it on Thursday and I was like doing my Pilates.
So I love
like
the name.
My face was like in my tank top and I was like, damn, this smells good.
Yeah.
It's just like sweet and fruity and bright, but like held down by like these musky notes that like ground it really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really having
apparently
a fun
that
time.
That brand is like a big deal.
Yeah.
Or they're just like a very esteemed luxury UK fragrance brand.
Yeah.
They had one called Patiala that smells a lot like BR-40.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that you texted me.
Yeah.
I will be honest, I don't know how to say any of those names.
I don't either.
Except
I'm
Green Pearl, because
winging it.
I'm an idiot. Okay, should we get into
it? We should get, It's a long journey.
It's a long journey.
Okay.
We have some new categories. Yes. We have some old favorites.
Yes.
For the Smell You Later Awards 2022.
How should we do this?
Are you looking at the...
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start. We can go down the list, but I do want to start with a new category.
Okay. Yeah.
The Katy Perry Award for Biggest Sellout.
Oh my God. I'm was so unprepared for this one.
I actually have, I have the answer for mine.
Okay.
And I'm not happy about it.
Take it away.
I think my award winner for the Katy Perry Award for biggest sellout is Byredo.
You're not wrong. I would also not sell out for the amount they sold out.
That's
for.
True. And you know what? It's what brands want, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Ever since Byredo got bought, I feel like we're seeing many more fragrances from them, and also makeup? Question mark.
Yes, makeup exists.
I don't think we need the makeup.
Okay. I think so many brands of that caliber are pressured.
Yeah.
To grow because capitalism—that's what we grow in, and their investors are like. It's like, why don't you let a good thing just be what it is and do what it does really well? I don't know why they have to pressure everyone. Also, I don't particularly remember if the founder, Bed Gorham, necessarily said he always wanted to get into color cosmetics, which if he did, then like, great, you're well positioned to do it now, which you clearly have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the makeup doesn't really read to me, but they're good. Like the quality is good and like the packaging is great and like it's lovely, but I just don't get the point of it.
Yeah, I don't know who it's for.
Yeah.
You know?
I think artistically it's cool. Like I like the shapes of the mascara. Yeah,
I mean
and,
the
like,
componentry is gorgeous.
The lipsticks
too. Yeah, I mean it is beautiful.
Yeah.
And
from a design standpoint, I'm like, this is really fucking cool. But again, I'm like, do you have to? I don't know. You could have done solid perfumes. You could have done like more home things, more, I don't know, categories of scent. Yeah. But like, who am I? Not a marketer.
I just feel like we're seeing like one a season now.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Yeah. That's mine.
I want to say biggest sellout to me, Fleur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eek.
I remember the original Fleur.
Yep.
Which, to be fair, was just too ahead of its time.
Yep.
It was like 2014 or 15 when I first became acquainted with them. And they were the first like luxury, quote unquote, clean fragrance brand. And I think at the time, no one gave a shit about clean.
Yeah.
We were still very much in our like liquid lipstick,
yep.
brows painted on era.
Yep. Yep.
of beauty. But Fleur, it was when I was working at Stylecaster, I believe. Mm-hmm. They sent over a sample set. I fell in love with Hanami. I fell in love with Sandara. Mm-hmm. And it just felt very luxury to me because it was very, very intentional and thought out. Some of the names are a little like over my head, like whatever.
Yeah.
And they were bought out by an incubator and they got the influencer treatment, as we know, and they're like banging out scents like two a month or something.
And now body.
It's just a completely different brand to the point where I'm just like, why didn't you just launch your own brand?
That's the thing.
You should have just launched your own brand because Fleur is like irrelevant enough that no one's going to care.
Yeah. People didn't care in the first place.
Yeah. So you know? Like, how weird.
It's not like Commodity that did have a big name recognition and went away and people were set. Like people don't give a fuck about Fleur.
Exactly. I'm like, no one gave. Also, like they're not pushing the clean angle either.
No.
So I'm like.
Which I guess I appreciate. But yeah, you're right. They're not calling back to anything they did.
Yeah. It's like none of the original ethos of the brand. It's just a completely different brand now. So I'm just like, you literally just license the name.
I think the thing that's frustrating to me about Fleur is that like all the pieces are there to be something really cool, innovative, fun. It could be whatever it wants. And it does look gorgeous. Like one look at their grid and it's really pretty and fun and colorful and elevated and beautiful and sexy. But like, I just think like the wrong people are making it happen because it's like the names are weird. The stories around the scents are sort of cringe. There's no like...
The messaging is...
I just don't know where to look. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's no safe place to rest your eyes. I don't know.
And like all that to say, I don't even dislike the scents.
No, again.
I like the
scents. Agreed.
A lot of them are not particularly things like I personally would wear, but I understand that like you need a range that a lot of people will enjoy. They're doing that. They're getting... They're like name checking perfumers, which is like, I feel like Frederick Malle was like one of the first brands to do that. So they're like following those footsteps. But you're right. Like there's no commitment to one particular thing. So it's just really confusing.
It's just a little slapdash to me at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this could be so nicely done. And it almost is.
I've seen a handful of like other beauty and beauty adjacent influencers being like, is it just me or do you find the name of this fragrance like a little off-putting missing person because they're like especially in an age like okay I know a lot of people like to connect some rather far-reaching dots these days than social and like think they did something. That's not to say that these people are wrong in doing so, but they're like, it's just a little weird because, you know, what about all like the actual missing people in the world that don't get justice because they're not important? Like, you know, people of color, women, indigenous women especially. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird to have like a fragrance called Missing Person, mm-hmm. which again, I'm like two completely different worlds. They're not related at all. And then both of these two influencers that I follow who are in the cosmetic chemistry side of things, and they both have like very sizable followings, like in the hundreds of thousands. They said, and also this was kind of petty of them doing this, but they posted the responses from the incubator founder who owns Flair, and they were like just like icky ways to respond.
Ooh.
And like it was clear that, I mean, it seemed from the responses that he was like taking it a bit personally and like it was an undue response. I was like, just be quiet. Also, it's like you guys keep selling out, so like there's no problem.
Yeah.
Like truly, you're reaching your target audience, believe me. But that like kind of rubbed me in a weird way.
If you are a brand founder or CEO, feel free to shut the fuck up. Like no one's asking for a response. No one's checking for you. And honestly, like you, if you're going to start a brand, you can't take things personally.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think there's going to be critique. And like learn from it what you can, because that can only improve your business. But also I was like, me personally, I'm like, I probably wouldn't have posted DMs like that, like with the person's name on it as well.
If someone comes at me crazy,
yeah,
I will.
But have I done that? I don't know. I feel like I've probably done it in
You've
the past.
Talked about
so like, let me not be a hypocrite right now. But also I was, but just like seeing that, I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Watch that. They're definitely removing us from their mailing list, right?
I don't need that shit.
That's fine.
Best performance by a note.
Saffron.
Oh, that's such a good one.
I love Saffron.
I feel like our answers are flip-flopped because mine is Yuzu.
Ooh!
We're seeing a lot of
By this response.
We're seeing a lot of Yuzu lately,
we
and it's
are
your
a lot of
one
Yuzu.
Of your favorite like notes. Yes. And Saffron's one of my favorite notes, apparently.
I'm seeing it more and more. And in every iteration that I've smelled it in, it's very different.
Yeah.
But there's always like a little tinge of something familiar. And I'm like, what is that familiar thing I smell? And then I learn it's Saffron.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm delighted.
Best performance by a scent.
Yugur Angel.
Oh, this is my question. Are we just doing whatever? There are no parameters for this show. Okay, go on.
Wait, okay. I'm like, oh no, did I interpret this in a very basic way?
No.
Okay. I think it's Mugler Angel just because like...
This award show was fake.
That's true. You're right. I have to stop overthinking it. Mugler Angel, you spray it on and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck off me. Who is this girl who invited her? Like, get her out of here. And then like, give her an hour, get to know her. Then you're like, ooh, who is she? Yes.
Okay.
It's just, there's just the range. Angel has the range.
That's a really good way to actually interpret that question. Okay. My best performance by a scent. Oh, this award show is stressing me out. I'm going to say, what am I going to say? I can see it. Oh, Love Don't Be Shy by Killian. And because it's a fragrance that I have gone back to this year a couple of times pretty consistently, like every couple of weeks when I want something really sweet, something comforting. And like sweet for the sake of sweet that I don't wear often, but I wear enough. I always go back to it. And like you, an angel, it wears, if not heavily, boldly.
Yes, yes.
And consistently, it doesn't give out.
Yeah.
It's really, it's just great. It's just a pleasure to wear. I'm so happy it exists. I was worried that it was going to go the Santal 33 Baccarat Rouge like played out way. About,
really? I think it's far too conventionally feminine to do that.
But like after like Rihanna got tied to it and it was in Sephora, like everyone was talking about it for a minute. And I was like, oh God, don't ruin this. Cause I love it. And like, you can love something and be played out. Like those two things can exist at the same time, but it didn't. And yeah, I love
it. I think part of why it hasn't is because it's very expensive.
That is true.
Also, I noticed a lot of people just call it Love by Killian. Like they don't.
Yeah. Including like Killian.
Shy. Yeah. So part of me is like, what is the name?
I think there's Love and Love Don't Be Shy.
That's also what I thought. I was like, are there two fragrances? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is Love Don't Be Shy a flanker of love? Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
What is the truth? Harry Styles Award.
I think I have to say this.
Okay, you have to say it. Fine.
Because I came up with it and it's rude.
Okay.
The Harry Styles Award for Best Fruit.
Fig.
Pineapple.
Okay.
There's a new, not a new, but new to me, a fig scent that I want you to try. Ooh. Actually, I'm just going to give it to you.
Okay.
It is by Mancera. And it's very figgy, but also musky, almost muskier than fig. I'm going to give it to you. I think you'll like it. It's called like Fig Frenzy or some shit like that. And it has kind of a stupid name, but it's fun.
Okay.
But I don't.
This is your category.
I know. I just don't understand what I was trying to say with this, my like options here. Best Baccarat Rouge knockoff.
Honestly, I was going to say Ariana Grande Cloud until I became acquainted with the Tamin Pattalia. Or Pattalia.
Oh.
Yeah. So either or.
I was soaked in Cloud last night.
Yeah.
I don't think Cloud is a knockoff. I think it's different enough. Also,
it is different enough.
Baccarat Rouge smells so weird on me.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It smells so different on me than everyone else. It smells like it's something like sour in it.
Ooh.
I think I've said this before. It's like almost B.O.E.
Interesting.
It's odd. Mine is, and you might have to correct me on the name, Her from Burberry.
Oh, yes.
The pink one?
Yes, 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 yes.
I like it
Same
a lot.
Same perfumer.
But it is. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is quite similar.
Burberry Her is a lot fruitier, I will say.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's more strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Best place that smelled like marshmallow in 2022. I'm sorry that this is just specifically for me.
I really had to rack my brain. I really did. And I didn't come up with.
Mine is Dante in the West Village.
Never been.
Great. It smells so good. We have to go.
I'm going to say the fitting room of this one clothing store I had no business being in because everything was four figures, but I did it anyway.
Okay.
And I forget the name of the store.
I love that. Was it in Brooklyn or Manhattan?
It was in Manhattan. I was like killing time. So I was just like, let me go in the store. And it's like very minimal.
Yeah.
And it's clear that they like really invested in the furniture in the store because they're all like very plush and luxury. And then I was like, oh, everything in here is thousands of dollars. Mm. And then I was like, yes, you can start a fitting room for me.
Best vanilla.
Oh, okay. See, I was very torn with this.
By what?
I was torn between Cierge Tulum by Aïdes.
You do love that one.
And the new contender, Ellis Brooklyn Vanilla Milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good answer. I fucking love that fragrance.
Yeah. Vanilla milk goes hard.
Goes hard.
Yeah. It's like a toasted vanilla. It's not like
it's
a...
so good.
It's got facets.
I went back to that one so many times and had to like stop wearing, like tell myself to stop wearing it because I have like other things to wear for like my job. Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, my answer was going to be Kayali Vanilla because I do think that's the one vanilla to rule them all. But you're right. That Ellis Brooklyn is so good and I don't even like them.
I know.
Hey.
I know, which is how I know that it's true.
I hate being wrong. The Telfar Award for Most Overexposed Fragrance.
Oh, God. I'm bringing it back to Floor Missing Person.
Oh,
the marketing, just the UGC TikTok, Instagram, social media marketing on that was like extra. I was getting served so many ads or just so many targeted content for that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop, I get it.
Yeah. If I have to hear a brand one more time or a publicist say it's sold out on TikTok, I'm like, okay, that's fake. Like,
that's fake.
You just like stopped the ordering and said it's sold out.
Yeah, exactly.
Sold
I'm like,
out.
So you had 500 units. That's it. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Anyway.
Whatever.
I'm going to agree with you. That's a really good answer.
Okay. The Mariah Carey Award for Most Unexpected Note. Mine is bell pepper.
That's great. Mine is beetroot.
Ooh. Which fragrance?
I was hoping you were going to ask that because I can't remember.
Because I can think of one.
What? Go ahead.
The Diptyque Kyoto. I think it's a limited edition scent. That one has like a beetroot thing going on, which I wouldn't have clocked unless I read it on the back of the box.
Sure.
But the bell pepper note I picked up in Dias & Durga Bistro Waters because that thing is just like bell pepper in a bottle.
Oh. I remember, I think, what I was trying to say. Yes, I do. Comme des Garçons Rouge.
Yes.
Which I have been smelling quite a bit of lately. That is the one.
I love their scents.
Yeah, so do I. That's actually a very you scent. It's sort of
it
like...
is. I love all their stuff.
It smells like lipstick and it also smells... it's really like spicy.
Mm.
It smells like a spice lipstick.
By Rouge, they just put a lot of red stuff in it.
Yeah, they're probably. Like, the bottle's red too.
Yeah. That's kind of how they're like artistic but literal with their names.
Right.
Most notable flop.
Most notable flop.
You're not going to like this.
I already don't like it. What is it?
Billie Eilish fragrance.
Okay, fine.
I just like, for who she is, her whole brand, and then like for the thing to come out, and I was like, oh, cool, another fucking vanilla. I was like, you could have done anything Billie Eilish, mm-hmm. anything, and you give us this.
I can't respond to that because because I am NDA'd. Yes. But yes.
I was just like, this is just so commercial.
Maybe hang around. Maybe something else is coming.
Okay. All right. I mean, I have hope. I don't dislike her. It's like, I don't like her any less. I was just like surprised by that.
I personally like it, but it's a very me fragrance. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't make something for me and expect me to like, you know, also help launch it. My most notable flop is also a vanilla. I'm being such a hater, but this is like my favorite brand. Byredo's Vanille Antique.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that.
It's
not my favorite.
It's not
my favorite. It smells like damp wood.
Does it wear? How is the wear on you?
It's fine.
It's so light on me. I can barely smell it.
I just get that really like tangy. I don't know what note it is. There's like something tangy in there that just doesn't sit well on me.
Okay.
And I just smell that for hours.
The fragrance itself isn't bad. I enjoy it.
I don't get a lot of vanilla out of it.
I do, but I was hoping for something more interesting.
I get way more antique.
And yeah, and I just like can't smell it on myself. It's a bummer.
That's weird because it's meant to be like an X-ray.
Yeah. Huh. Like it's supposed to be super strong.
Huh.
Fragrances we pretended to like in order not to offend people in public. But, and by that I mean if someone's like, oh, I'm wearing this and I pretended to like it.
Glossier you.
Ooh.
To be fair, it does smell better on a person, but.
Glossier you smells like shit. I hate that scent.
It's like, I don't know. It's fine. But I just like don't want to be that person who makes someone feel bad about what they're wearing.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I never want to do that. And it does look, I'm like, yeah, you smell fine. But also it's like, you smell like everybody. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me not just like, again, walk on my own words. Combos award for best fragrance combo.
That's funny. I don't layer
I know you don't.
Fragrances, so.
But you're, I feel like you have a lot of like, or you've been sent sets that are meant for layering.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And you have used them. So I was like, it's not like you've never done it.
True.
But mine are.
Go ahead.
My favorite combo is Maison Crivelli Patchouli Magnétique with Maison Crivelli Iris Malachi.
Ooh.
Which is very specific. I mean, ostensibly, it's just the combination of patchouli and iris. But this particular patchouli is
so
like,
weird and
it's
good.
It's so weird and quirky because it somehow smells like damp earth as well as like a lightning bolt.
And chocolate cake. Yeah.
There's like something so environmentally specific about it.
You're so right. Yeah. It smells like moisture and electricity.
Yeah.
And something baked.
Yes. Yes.
You put me onto it and I was like, I hate patchouli. No, but it's so nice.
It's like a very, very alternatively gourmand patchouli. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And then I mean, I love anything iris, but Iris Malachi is just like a beautiful scent. It's quite linear in the irisness of it all, but like, that's not to say it's like any less enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, like, the combo of them together is just so decadent and luxurious and velvety.
Mm.
Also, like, the Patchouli Magnétique is an X-trait.
Yep.
And that shit is strong.
Yes. Like, that's, like, a thing, like, after you shower, it might still be on you.
Yeah. It has, actually, after I've showered, been still detectable on me. So it's crazy.
Okay, wait, you're right. I have been sent things. and this is a brand made to layer or wear on its own, and I obviously like to wear it on its own, but I do like to layer Kayali's vanilla with Kayali's Invite Only Amber, because Only Amber is so nice, and I feel like I didn't give it the shine that it deserved when it came out. It's very, forgive me for using this term, but it is very masculine. It's very leathery, spicy, ambery. Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous, and it's gorgeous on its own, and it needs nothing, but I love vanilla and I love their vanilla, so I do like to layer them up a little bit.
Yep.
Stunning. I would also say you could layer that with Kayali's Utopia, which is their coconut.
Yes,
only critique that I have about that scent is that I wish it was a little heavier, because Kayali scents will beat your ass. They are heavy, but the coconut is so beautiful and simple in a pleasant way, but I wish it was more clockable on me.
Okay.
And I love the name.
Mm-hmm.
Lick a Lee vibes. Best name.
Best name. Was that your favorite name? I don't know. I think you just said I love the name.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, I said this as a category and I'm like, my first instinct.
This is a really good category. Yeah.
My first instinct is to say Dia Syndrica, I don't know what, just because it's like weird and quirky, and it could be a joke when like someone asks you what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was like part of the intention with the name.
Oh, yeah. That's a very them thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. However, they have a brand new scent that just came out.
Yeah.
And I smelled it at the store because I'm tight with them. Yeah. And they like sprayed it on a blotter and let me smell it like a couple weeks ago. And it's called Leather Eyes. And I'm like, what a great word. Leather Eyes. And that just might be like a personal preference of words I like to say. But until somebody names a fragrance something crazy like Blobbo Blobs or something, like that's going to be it for me.
Well, is Leather Eyes, I read the copy and it mm-hmm. seemed like it was an I don't know what concept in that it was meant to mix.
Yeah, I kind of didn't get that. I was unclear about that because it on its own, it's like super strong.
Okay.
It's like very, obviously very leathery, but mm-hmm. like very animalic
mm.
and like deep and dark. So okay. I'm like, are you sure you want to layer this?
I think... This is such a good question, and I like hate that I don't have a good answer for it because like the name of a product is so important.
It is.
I think this is just personal, but I think my favorite name of a mm-hmm. fragrance is In Love Again by YSL.
That's a cute name.
It is cute.
Yeah. I do also like the name Violet Ends.
Oh, yeah.
From Boysmells because yeah. it's like, I feel like that's a great way to use the note as a pun because it's the note in the scent. It has the tone, and then it's like a Shakespeare joke. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow, that's like what a perfect usage of jokey names.
I will say the one that Byredo is releasing in November has a really good name. I think it's called...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's morbid.
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not eyes wide shut.
I'm bleeping that out.
Okay, yes.
Best flanker collection. Sable, take it away.
Obviously, Marc Jacobs Daisy.
Period.
Period. The Adam Driver Centaur Award for Best Fragrance Commercial Spot.
This is so funny. And I have to give it to them.
Yeah. I got to give it to them.
I think I do. People made fun of it. I really liked that. I thought that was a cool commercial.
I liked that they used FK Twigs as the music.
Yeah. That's right.
Also, just he's hot. Mm-hmm. I just like that you think it's just going to be like this one thing, like a very fit man running and swimming. And then all of a sudden you're just like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. He turns into a...
You know what? Actually, this wasn't a fragrance commercial, so I know it doesn't count, but I do want to shout out that Burberry spot that they did 6 months, maybe a year ago at this point. It was just like people flying through the air, and the way that they shot it was incredible because there was like all these cranes and like drones and shit. And then I saw a behind the scenes. It was just like, here's what a brand can do with no budget or
oh, interesting.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, it's truly like a work of art. I need to like pull it back up and post it or something. It's great.
As of now, I don't think I know it's a bit outdated now to say this, but like, I don't think in my perspective, any fragrance commercial has in my mind beat the Kenzo World one that Spike Jonze directed.
I don't even know that one.
You've definitely seen it. Margaret Qualley is in it. And she's just like she's like dancing throughout Lincoln Center in like a crazy way, and she like shoots lasers from her fingers.
Oh, cool.
And then it's just like a weird thing where like the context is like, oh, she's like an actress or something at an award show, and then she like walks out of the ballroom into the hallway like looking sad, and then like music starts, and then she starts like dancing to the beat in like this kind of very like experimental modernist way. I think she is like a ballet dancer, like trained. But then, like, she just starts doing, like, wacky stuff and, like, climbing on the mirrors and just, like, shooting lasers from her fingers.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, at the end, it's like, it's a perfume commercial. But it was, like, so fucking weird.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
The Britney Spears Award for Best Revenge Scent.
What is a revenge scent?
What is a revenge anything?
I am asking because it is your question, and I truly don't know how
but
to
okay,
approach it.
I was thinking of this when people, like, they love to talk about, like, Princess Diana's, like, revenge dress.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does that work again? But then I'm like, why? If you can have a revenge dress, why can't you have a revenge scent?
No, I'm with you. I'm
if
fully
anything,
with you.
I think a scent would be much more impactful because it, like, triggers the memory.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with any scent that you trained your ex on.
Well, okay, same. I want to come back to this.
We'll do a whole episode, please.
Most problematic scent.
Victoria's Secret Bear.
Ooh, why is that?
Okay, first of all, I like the scent.
Okay,
the that smell is problematic. Itself, I do, exactly. And the fact that I like it, I feel problematic.
Okay.
But this is our first scent since the whole rebrand, when they're like trying to be woke and stuff.
Yeah. And is it? No. No, 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 no,
no, no, no. This was their first like post-scandal fragrance release.
Really? Yeah. No, they had that cloud scent with Madison Beer.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though. It's the first like 10 pull.
Yeah, this is the first 10 pull scent. And their whole thing is that they're redefining what it means to be sexy, what it means, what, like, you know, like their definition of like bare and nakedness. And it's like I said, it smells a lot like the whole Dream Angels, Heaven, Divine, Halo scents in one.
Do you hear that click?
I do.
Clicking? I feel like every time we touch
it, I know.
This,
I'm like, I'm episode, not though. Touching it. Yeah. I was like, I will not.
Okay. That's good.
But the scent itself is good. I just think it's like a Trojan horse scent.
Yeah.
Like, I wore it to get lunch with an old friend and he was like, wow, you smell great. And I was like, I'm trying to sit right.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wouldn't have expected that. And I'm like, see, it's a Trojan horse.
I think my problematic scent is Not Your Baby. Just because, like, all the messaging around it was so messy that I was like, no one thought to edit
what
this.
What are we doing?
No one thought to like take one thing out.
Anyway, yeah.
Most triggering scent.
For me, personally, he doesn't listen to us. I was like, DS and Durga, Mississippi Medicine.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have like sunscreen directly in my eye. It's fine. Mine is anything Old Spice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. Mm-hmm. Heard. Mm-hmm. The Glow by JLo Award for Most Nostalgic Scent. This is funny and something I should know because didn't I just eBay that? The Lead Olympica.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
What is mine?
I feel like, didn't we both get a new scent lately that you said smelled like the original Jean Bravetos that you loved? What was that?
Yes. To me, honestly, that's kind of Kayali's invite only, Amber, because they are similar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Good answer. Biggest fuckboy scent, we both know.
Wait, do we?
Yeah, Dior Sauvage.
Yes, that's true. I think that wins every year.
Yes. Yeah. Worst brand.
Victoria's Secret.
My answer is the same as it was last year. And I think yours is too. Yours is Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Mine is Benefit.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that.
I never do.
Yeah.
Oh, the Shit on Shit Award.
The Shit on Shit Award.
Oh, so many contenders this year.
Yeah, there's a lot this year. Gosh.
To catch you up if you don't know, the Shit on Shit Award is the award for a fragrance that is shit on shit. And by that, we mean throws everything at the wall at once and sees what sticks. Shit on shit is not a moral thing. It can be good. It can be bad. Yep. Usually, I like them.
It's like the kitchen sink.
Everything in the kitchen sink. Yeah. Yes.
But our way of saying it, because the fuck does that mean, kitchen sink?
Right.
Shit on shit makes so much more sense to
me. What's yours?
Patchouli Magnétique.
Ooh. Yeah.
In the best way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is Byredo's Bibliothèque.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
And I like that fragrance quite a bit.
Yes, you do. The Rihanna Award for Most Hyped Smell. I have two answers for this.
Go ahead.
Floor, Missing Person.
Yes. Yes.
And the namesake award smell itself. The Fenty perfume, which there was so much hype around it, and then it launched. I think it sold out once, and then it came back, and you never heard about it again.
Yeah.
I never heard about it again.
I was actually just thinking about that scent this week. For the, you know, place that Fenty Beauty has in beauty, it is odd to me that the Fenty fragrance doesn't have more of that same sort of...
Yeah, the push.
Yeah.
Or the marketing or support.
I still really like it because it is, to me, it is unique and it's sort of a shit on shit moment.
Yes.
And it is completely left of what I thought they were going to do as a brand launching their first fragrance.
Yeah. It was very unexpected.
So I really respect it, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I think the industry itself has made such a deal about Baccarat Rouge that to me is the most hyped fragrance, but I really like your Missing Person answer.
It's very hyped. The Honda Award for Best Accord.
God.
Leather.
Mine is Lily of the Valley.
Oh, interesting. I would not have expected that.
I know, but I really like those flowers, like IRL. Mm-hmm. And I white florals are not something that I, you know, gravitate toward, but yeah. I did not know until I learned on our show that you can't extract an oil from Lily of the Valley.
Yeah.
So anytime that you see it in a scent, it's an accord. And if you're listening to this and think I'm wrong, no, I'm not. Most influential smell.
Money.
Money. Because money smells like balls.
It does.
Oh, that's such a good answer.
Yeah.
And not it was left of what I was thinking. I am going to say the most influential smell is vanilla.
Okay. I believe that. Okay. Money and vanilla. The Frank Vocal Award for Best Skin Scent.
You know what's funny? As I was reviewing these, I feel like we as an industry are like, we as a society have finally pulled away from skin scents.
We're getting there. Yeah. I think we're now in the intense phase.
Yes.
Everything's intense.
Everything's intense.
Or extreme.
Do you think that is in a response to COVID?
I do.
And like.
Absolutely.
People wanting to be out and smelling.
Yep.
I love that.
I do.
We are so smart.
We're so smart.
What is your skin scent award?
Mine is Commodity Gold Personal.
That is absolutely not a skin scent, but I'm going to give it
but
to you.
But also, I agree with you. Neither are skin scents.
That's true. So. Okay, that's true. That's true. yeah, I feel like I don't have an answer for this one because I hate skin scents and I'm just like not educated enough to like have a good answer.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to pull out of this one.
Fair.
Best celebrity fragrance that isn't Cloud.
I don't know if this counts because it's not marketed as a celebrity fragrance.
Okay.
But, and I didn't even know it was a celebrity fragrance until you told me the celebrity. The Tyler, the Creator, Golf LaFleur.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
See, I didn't know anything about the brand.
Yeah.
I was meant to include it in a GPU. Wow. In a GQ.
GPU.
In a GQ fragrance story I wrote for the September issue. And they were like, yeah, can you just make sure you include this Golf LaFleur scent? And I was like, sure. Their PR sent it to me. And I'm like, oh, this packaging is so cute. Like, the branding is so cute. Like, they must be new because they just have, like, this one product. They have, like, a nail polish, a fragrance, and I think, like, a sneaker. And that was, like, the three products they offered. And I was like, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
And then you told me that it was, like, Tyler, the Creator's brand. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh. But the scent itself is so unexpected from, a celebrity scent standpoint, B, a dude celebrity standpoint.
Yep. Yes.
And I thought it was really clever.
Yes. Mine is Like This by Etat Libre d'Orange. It is not new. It's from 2010. And
that's a celebrity scent?
Celebrity attached to it is Tilda Swinton.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Like, did it come from her brain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Inspired by Tilda Swinton. Her favorite scent is the scent of home. So she wanted a fragrance that would be a magical potion with that kind of smell. And it has a lot of notes that I love. And pumpkin is at the top, and then you have ginger, some floral, citrus, and musk. It's whatever. I have always said that if I ever did my own fragrance, I would want it to smell like pumpkin, coffee, clove, etc. But you never get anything with pumpkin in it, and that is a pumpkin fragrance, and it's not at all like, it doesn't smell like a PSL or whatever, but like, it's just a pretty, it's like not even as warm as it sounds.
Yeah.
But it's funny that she says it smells like home, because how you often say that things smell like a hotel lobby, that I can see smelling the way someone's home smells. And it's not even homey, but it is like kind of clean and green and like green spices.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice. It's nice.
Nice. They would be like a great brand to do a fragrance collab with. Just like for anybody, not just us,
but they don't also give a fuck.
But like, they just do weird ass shit. I love it.
I do wish that the fragrances were a little stronger across the board. You know?
Yeah.
And is this our final?
I think this is our final one.
Okay.
Okay. The Sky Ferreira Award for Most Underrated Fragrance or Brand. This is such a hard one.
I know.
Okay. All right. I want to give it to Mathieu Premier.
Okay.
To be fair, if you are a global international listener, like maybe you've passed by these scents before, the bottles are like, they do look a bit like square Byredo.
Okay.
It's like angular Byredo bottles because they're like a rectangle.
Okay.
And then I was told that they're a larger version of when perfumers are creating scents and they create like an accord and they put it in like a tiny little vial. They're just like a bigger replica of that little vial that that perfumers use, which I thought was clever.
That is cool.
Yeah. And they, the name, like the fragrances hero out a note or an accord, and then the perfumer likes to compose around it ways that bring out whatever unique facet that he wants to highlight.
Okay.
So all of the names kind of like feature that note. There's like Leather Falcon or Bois de Ben, which I also realized that Eben is Ebony, aka like Palo Santo. Mm. Radical Rose, obviously. And Crystal Saffron, which is a brand new one that they're launching in the US. And that's my favorite one, actually. Parisian Musk, which is also one of my favorites, is like the most unmusky musk.
Hmm.
It's just like very figgy.
Okay.
Which I was like not expecting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's so good. And French Flower, that's also really lovely, but that's like straight tuberose.
Mm.
So like they didn't have tuberose in the name, but I think like from a consumer standpoint, like I think a lot of people probably gravitate towards like the name French anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like that was smart on their end.
We're going to have them on the show, right?
We are going to have them on the show. Great. Very interesting. Like sweet, like the perfumer who I got to meet a couple weeks ago, like sweetest man. So lovely. And all of his compositions, you say, are like very simple.
Nice.
But they smell very complex. Okay. So I was like, how do you do it?
Since you said a brand, I'm saying a brand. My most underrated brand is Persons of Interest.
Ah, yes.
They are
absolutely
a podcast favorite.
God.
All their shit is very good. They sent us, I have to bring it over, a big box of hand soap, more incense. I think three new scents. The only one of which I've smelled and really like.
Ooh.
Also, it's pink.
Ooh.
It's really, really good. I love what they do. I love their fragrances. I love their names.
Yeah.
We love the owner. I just think the vibe is really cool. Also, I will say that I'm doing for my birthday a fundraiser for abortion access, and I was putting the heat on brands to match the donation. And so far, none have pulled through. And my birthday was yesterday, so you can all rot in hell. However, Purses of Interest did donate.
Hey.
And they were the only brand to throw me any cash, and I'm very grateful. So we love the brand for many, many reasons.
Yeah.
They are a real one. So thank you, Persons of Interest.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to see what you do next.
Ugh, your answer's so good.
Thanks. So is yours. And that was our show.
That was it. That was the second annual Smell You Later Awards.
Can you believe we've been doing this shit for 2 years?
Fuck, I know. Maybe three. No.
Two.
What is time?
I know.
Two. Okay, I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
For another year of our show.
Tell us your thoughts via our voicemail.
Oh, right. We have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
I like, still don't understand that.
We got a couple nice messages, actually.
Oh, great.
We did. Go to, what is the website?
Should we have played one of those?
We can.
Let's do it at the top of the next
episode. Let's do it at the top. Yeah. Go to speakpipe.com. That's like the word speak as in talking, pipe as in laying some pipe. / Smell You Later. speakpack.com/smell you later and leave us a little message.
We'll put it in our bio too.
We will put it in
a link in our bio.
Yes. LIB. Follow us at smellyoulater.mp3 on Instagram. Go to our website at smellyoulater.live. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When you're craving more of what you love, you'll find it in North Myrtle Beach. Treasure time together in a place that feels made for slowing down and soaking it all in. Enjoy classics like strolling to pristine beaches and unwinding over waterside dinners, or immerse yourself in adventures like kayaking through scenic waterways and horseback riding on the sand. Discover South Carolina's gem, North Myrtle Beach, where every day brings more of the activities you love. Plan your escape at explorenorthmyrtlebeach.com.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Thompson's. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save